mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, looks like we're going to make it into 2004. It's the 29th of December, 2003. It is Monday. We've got a guest coming on in about 30 minutes. Soldiers at my front door, National Guard unit that's headed for Iraq, taunted a pacifist priest in a small town in New Mexico in the early morning. They stood outside the church in front of witnesses, chanting, kill, 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 for about an hour. And this is out of the Toronto Star. There's also an Associated Press article about this. They then tried to get the priest kicked out of his parish. And this is because he's been an outspoken critic of the war, so now you get troops chanting, kill, 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 in the parking lot of the church for an hour. That's coming up. Just what it's like to not have posse comitatus, my friends. More on mad cow disease, which they've been covering up for a long time. Why are they now announcing it? Why now is the Food and Drug Administration and others admitting it, but trying to spin it? We'll get into that. Also, they don't know if it's 20,000 or 30,000 or 40,000. Hope dims for finding survivors of the earthquake that hit last week in Iran. Foreign aid rescuers arrived to help quake-ravaged Iran. We'll be getting into that as well. Also, I've got Paul Watson from PrisonPlanet.com, our webmaster there, joining us in the second hour on a host of very important issues. And there's a lot of news about government corruption and demonization of patriots, you name it, here today. We have Howard Dean blasting Bush over the mad cow scare. Iraq bomb blast kills two U.S. soldiers, two children. The former head of the EU, Prodi, survives parcel bomb attack, the second he's gotten. Patriot Act being used to go after Rush Limbaugh. That's right. They're using Patriot Act provisions. So now Rush Limbaugh is in with Al-Qaeda. Ridiculous. But hey, they're going after topless bars, pot dealers, people involved, alleged to be involved in family violence. Everything's an act of terror under Section 802. Mr. Limbaugh, who'd been a supporter of all this, is, well, now falling under the axe. And he sounded desperate last week. I heard part of his show. I actually feel sorry for him. I really do. All the times he said, lock people up who use drugs, throw away the key. I wonder if it'll happen to Mr. Limbaugh now. I wonder what'll happen to him, the fake little neocon. Also, there's more news about the CIA and MI6 and others controlling the dominant media. Revealed how MI6 sold the Iraq war, the Sunday Times, planting false news stories. We have our own Pentagon planting false news stories here in our media. The average person has no idea. And there's been a apparent suicide bombing that killed six in Afghanistan's capital as well. 60 suicide bombers ready to strike, says the CIA, I mean the Taliban. And the relatively charmed life of Neil Bush. I hadn't wanted to get into this, but I guess we should. The communist Chinese backdoor deals, the prostitute payoffs. I mean, hey, you're in the company of Bill Bennett, aren't you? The Christian conservatism, the gun-grabbing, open borders, promoting Christian conservatism just goes on and on, doesn't it? We'll be back with all this news and a lot more. It's a big show. You'll want to stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, I'm here. I'm your host. We're in the final days of 2003. It is the 29th of December, 2003, on this Monday edition. The websites have been updated. They are Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com. To mention Infowars.net and JonesReport.com. We, again, have a Catholic priest or a father coming on the show here in about 22 minutes. Soldiers at my front door. He's been outspoken peaceably against the war, so they stood out front of the church and chanted, kill, 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 and this is all admitted. This is part of the government's new activities, and we have the Pentagon planting false news stories and fake letters in the newspapers. The British government, big headlines, has been caught doing all of this, of course. But now we get to have troops chanting in the middle of the town, kill, kill, kill. So that's coming up. Then we got Paul Watson joining us in the second hour to talk about a bunch of different news that's developed. And, of course, to take your phone calls, there's a lot of news. I'm sure you've already heard many times that between 20 and 30, some say 40,000, they're not sure. Over 25,000, they're now saying, they're sure of that, have died in Iran in one of the biggest death tolls from an earthquake in modern history. 6.5 just hit a week or two ago out in California, only killed a couple people, but that's because of the construction. Living in ancient, you know, five-story buildings, brick buildings, some of them built hundreds, if not 500 plus years ago is not a good move in an earthquake-ridden zone. But we'll go back over a little bit of that. Some of the most important news that we have here is the mad cow, because of what it'll do to the economy. When they say that whole meats, that is a steak or what you cut the brisket off of, is safe. What you don't want is the brains or any of the meat around the spinal cord. That's where the little protein crystals that will get in your brain and kill you grow. Well, this is the same government telling us that there wasn't any mad cow in this country when we knew it was going on for decades, at least a decade, is now telling us don't worry. BSE infected beef spreads to 8 U.S. states. The question is, if this was going on for a long time, which we know it was, why are they just now announcing it? Officials lobby Japanese to accept the meat that is safe. America's task of convincing the world that it had the BSE outbreak under control grew more difficult yesterday after the U.S. Agriculture Department announced that infected meat had been distributed more widely than initially believed. Meat from the infected cow, which was slaughtered in Washington State, was sold as far away as the U.S. Pacific Islands of Guam and Hawaii, as well as in Alaska, Idaho, and Montana. Earlier officials had said the meat was sold mainly in Washington and Oregon, with smaller amounts in California and Nevada. The announcement will make things more difficult for a delegation of U.S. agriculture officials who will try today to persuade the Japanese government to lift a ban of U.S. beef imports amid fears of mad cow disease scare could prove disastrous for the multi-billion dollar American cattle industry. Again, over 90-plus percent of the beef in this country is totally safe because it's range-fed. That's what you want to do. You want to have enough land and not have to feed the cows a supplement. Most of the Texas meat, most of the Nebraska meat, most where you have open areas, you don't have to feed them these feeds that have the bone meal and the blood and ground up dead cows in them. Now they're also trying to claim this came from Canada, and I've got a bunch of articles here where the Food and Drug Administration has been caught lying dozens and dozens of times. The Agriculture Department has been caught lying over and over and over and over again. So we don't know what to believe. That's the point here. U.S. mad cow link raised in Creutzfeldt-Jacobs cases, which have exploded in the last decade and a half in this country and all over the Western world. But they're not in countries that don't import beef that's been fed other rotten cows. And we have the statistics right here. Family and friends of victims of Creutzfeldt-Jacobs disease, the fatal brain disorder, sometimes linked to mad cow disease, I've seen the death certificates right here in Austin, on Friday questioned whether the victims contracted the condition from contaminated U.S. beef. After federal authorities said on Tuesday that a cow in Washington State was found to have the disorder known as mad cow disease, public health officials have been calling for a review of the U.S. Agriculture Department's screening procedures for cattle, which are basically non-existent. Now this will bring in a wave of federal regulation and micromanagement and control, but only over ranchers and farmers that aren't big agribusiness. We've seen this with poultry and beef, with Tyson and others. Tyson Foods can have 1,300-plus violations at one plant in Arkansas in 97, and competitors get two violations and are shut down. So it'll all be used by those that want to consolidate. We've seen this with a long track record over the years. So pretty scary. And the publication of the North American Vegetarian Society is putting out some good info because I've researched it. Currently, 4 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The percentage of cases is on the rise, with solid research showing that there are about 360,000 individuals newly diagnosed each year. At Yale University and University of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, researchers recently studied the brains of people who died of Alzheimer's disease. 46 in the Yale case and 54 in Pittsburgh study. Surprisingly, the autopsies respectively showed that 13% of the 5% of the dead were actually CJD cases, misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's. In a third smaller study published in the Journal of Psychiatry and Neuroscience in 95, investigators reported that 3 out of 12 patients diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease were found to have CJD when autopsied. It showed And it should be noted that CJD symptoms may be remarkably similar to those of Alzheimer's. And now we have this new trend of tens of thousands each year under the age of 40 getting Alzheimer's, or what they call Alzheimer's. See, this is the mastery of the globalists. They will create a plague. They will allow it to take place or engineer it and then misdiagnose it. It's like suddenly babies go get their shots and die within 2 days. And there's studies on that. After the shots, they die. But that's ignored. It couldn't be the hospital did anything wrong, not the healthcare people, not the system that made the vaccines. No, you shook your baby. It's a new national trend again. And as all the brain disorders explode and autism's up by 2,000%, why, it's, again, it's amazing. And there's so many different facets and areas of this. Very, very scary, folks. But don't worry, the snake Dean, Howard Dean, blasts Bush over mad cow scare. I say that because I've been studying Dean and watching him, and that guy's got evil in his eyes and evil in his actions. He says Bush didn't do enough quickly enough to stem the tide of panic, and he says we need federal control and federal funding to help you ranchers. And I'm not saying I like Bush. My point is, these guys are all globalist trash, folks. He's another Yale boy. Iraq bomb blast. Let me just speed through news, folks, because there's so much of it. And later I'll go back through all this in greater detail. Iraq bomb blast kills 2 U.S. soldiers, 2 children in a busy Baghdad shopping district on Sunday, killing at least 2 U.S. soldiers and 2 Iraqi children. Another U.S. soldier died in an attack on a convoy west of the capital. Ambushes, folks. It came a day after coordinated attacks in other Iraqi cities that killed Iraqi soldiers and civilians, and now another suicide bombing in Afghanistan, killing the local constabulary. Prodi survives partial bomb attack. European Commission President Romano Prodi escaped unhurt after a partial bomb attack on his home in Bologna, northern Italy. He unwrapped a novel and it caught on fire. He's had other fire parcels. I wouldn't call it bombs. And it goes on to say that the books catch on fire. Isn't that interesting? The parcels catch on fire. And it's some unknown, now newly announced, anarchist group, the Informal Anarchic Federation. Claim the earlier rubbish bin attack. Someone mails it and the books get thrown in the trash and set on fire and catch trash cans on fire. Folks, we've caught the Pakistan dictator Musharraf staging fake bomb attacks so he can crack down. That's admitted now. We've caught our government in the Philippines blowing stuff up to, quote, keep martial law rolling. We've caught MI5, MI6 carrying out bombings to scare people. And I don't know if this is real or not, but every anarchist I ever run into on the street who's getting any media attention is a federal agent. And I've got police admitting it, documents, news articles in the takeover, and one of my police state videos covering this. I mean, so I don't know if this is a globalist operation, but in every other case, as we have time to look at it, it turns out to be that. So we don't know. We don't know. When we get back, Patriot Act used to snag Rush Limbaugh. Yes, it's true, they're using the Patriot Act on him. I actually feel sorry for him. Old heroin head, hillbilly heroin head, that's what it is. And he said put everybody in jail who uses drugs. He loves the Patriot Act, and well, now it's being used on him. But I you know what, I feel sorry for him. Hearing him sound so desperate last week with fear in his voice, all the arrogance gone, I feel sorry for him. Oh, boy. Revealed how MI6 sold the Iraq war. The Secret Intelligence Service has run an operation to gain public support for sanctions and the use of military force in Iraq. The government yesterday confirmed that MI6 had organized Operation Mass Appeal, a campaign to plant stories in the media about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. More, we have our own little Pentagon body who admits they lie and do that here. We'll go over that, too, and, well, the stack's about 5 inches thick. I've got about 80 articles that are all just as horrible. You need to know.
Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets, you've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working? You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. It's healthy for you too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. You know, I want to spend some time on this today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. WorldNet Daily, 5 years ago, was amazing. 3 years ago, it was okay. 2 years ago, it was getting a little disgusting. And now, for every one good article that has some real substance, there's five of neocon ilk. And I don't do this with any pleasure, but we ought to know. I mean, Joseph Farah wrote Rush Limbaugh's books. Joseph Farah is showing himself to be a neocon. He's got this article, which the ADL could have written. In fact, Harvard had a symposium a few months ago where they said that secret right-wing groups work with Al-Qaeda, and the conservatives are really controlled by them, and if you don't like the UN, you're Al-Qaeda. Well, Joseph Farah is now doing this, and it's following the exact script, and I've got to cover this. It's amazing. I mean, it's gotten me to the point where I don't even ever want to cover another WorldNet Daily story on this show. With friends like this, you know, it's who needs enemies? It's like Bush saying last week, well, yeah, it's true what Ridge said. We're going to legalize all illegals. I've read the bill, by the way. I've read the announcements here on air by Bush. In fact, I'm going to go back over that today if I have time. If you can get here, you are legalized. No more deportations of people they catch pouring across the northern and southern border. No more nothing. You get here, you get to enter this form, and you get 2 years to be here legally before you even get given your green card. And it says that you then get your green card. Well, it's giving you a green card, folks. Amazing. And that's the new conservatism. Bush is going to re-sign the assault weapons ban next year. That's the new conservatism. Total open borders, the new conservatism. Joseph Farah is just going with the times, I guess. He says that the liberals secretly control the Patriot movement and the white supremacists are in there, and it's Muslims and liberals and white supremacists and we've got to watch all of them and they're going to be working for Al-Qaeda and they're going to bomb us. It's like I'm watching an episode of 24 or Threat Matrix, where every episode I've seen, every synopsis I've read of the other episodes of ABC and Fox's websites, because I won't go watch the shows usually, I'll just go read what this week's episode is. It's right-wing extremist works for Muslim terror group plans to nuke city, or Jenny tortures the evil right-winger and gets the answers of how he works for Al-Qaeda. I expect this out of the ADL, I expect this out of the Southern Poverty Law Center, I expect this out of Fox and the dramas and the shows, but to get up today and to have this article in front of me and to read it, I said I'd get to it later. Here I am already talking about it. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now, and it is scary. It is very scary. This whole infrastructure being built, is it for Khalid Muhammad, the black Muslim who says, kill all the white people, kill all the Jews? This isn't for the rich Saudis funding all this stuff. No, they're business partners with the Bushes. This isn't for the Ku Klux Klan. Folks, it's for Rush Limbaugh. That's right, now being gone after with Patriot Act provisions. I have the article here in front of me. It's for the topless bar. It's for the pot dealer. It's for the person that violates a firearms law. It's for all of us, whether we're German or Jewish or Chinese or Native American. It doesn't matter. It's for the American people. Okay? Every time I burrow into some extremist group, as they call them, it's a federally funded operation. That goes for the racist blacks, the racist whites, the racist Jews, the Zionists. That goes for all of them. They're all controlled by the Illuminati, the globalist, the occultist. And we're in a lot of trouble. So, see, now you're liberal if you're not for Bush, his open borders, his gun control. That's basically what the neocons say. And now, if you're one of those patriot groups, you're secretly Al-Qaeda, you're secretly a white supremacist, you're secretly in with the black Muslims, you're going to get everyone. Really scary stuff. Well, we got our guest coming up. You don't want to miss this. And a Catholic priest who, we'll wait till you hear about it. And with the troops chanting kill, kill, kill outside the church. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoriset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DeVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You could say, and if you said it, you'd be right, that I'm a specialist, an expert on posse comitatus, police state systems. That's been my specialty, what I've focused on. And they're setting up a textbook military dictatorship in this country, brainwashing the public. I just read articles. We're getting more into them where they're manipulating our media. Very scary stuff. I've been to urban warfare training drills where the troops are training to take our guns, put us in FEMA camps. That's in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement. Those are just small portions of those lengthy films. We've got a guest coming up here in a minute or two, Father John Deere. Here's the headline out of the Toronto Star, also of an AP article here. Soldiers at my front door. And they marched down the road from local armory, stood out front the church and chanted, kill, kill, kill. And again, we see more and more of this type of activity because the father, the local priest, had been a calm, well-spoken, I've looked at what he's put out, critic of the war. So wait till you hear this story. It's coming up here in just a few minutes. Shades of more to come if we don't expose this. Before we do that, though, speaking of the films, if you want to see the military-industrial complex taking over the country, how they're doing it, how to stop them, the urban warfare training drills, the foreign troops, all of it, you need to get Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. These are amazing, over 2 hours apiece. The latest is 2 hours, 40 minutes. Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the militarization of police, the FEMA camps, the cashless society, control grid system, what PNAC is, what they're up to, what the New World Order is, how they control the left and right. It's an amazing new film. You need to have it. And take the New York Times today. They admit that OnStar is listening to you, that it's a bug in your car with the FBI listening to you. Well, I made Police State 3 Total Enslavement 8 months ago. 8 months ago. And it's in there. It's all in there. You want to know what's going on? That's about a minute of the 2 hour, 40 minute education. Need to get it. Need to get my film 9/11 Road to Tyranny, how the globalists orchestrated that. I need to get Masters of Terror, part two of that film. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. The videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. And they're lengthy and well done. You get your money's worth. And your purchase supports this broadcast and makes it possible. The toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253-3139. I've also added some new videos. Eric Hufschmidt's Painful Deceptions video about 9/11, excellent. Tito Howard's Loss of Liberty about the attempted sinking of that ship to blame it on Egypt. More government-sponsored terror. Need to have that video. It's on InfoWars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order it online, or by calling 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action, my friends. Get the films, get the books, get them out to people. It's having a huge effect. Keep it up. All right, our guest, we have a link to his website on InfoWars.com, is Father John Deere. And here's an article out of the Toronto Star, a National Guard unit that's headed for Iraq, taunted a pacifist priest in a small town in New Mexico in early morning. And to tell us this story is Father John Deere. Father, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. In a nutshell, the article says they came from the nearby armory, marched around at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, then stopped in front of the church and chanted, kill, kill, kill. You went out and confronted them. Then the base people complained, tried to get you kicked out of your position. We've seen this before. We got troops on the streets here in Austin, in plain clothes, in uniforms, you name it. This has been going on before 9/11. But tell us about yourself, what happened. Go over it for us.
Well, it was all very disturbing and shocking, and I guess, as you say, all to be expected in this kind of culture of war. And I've been speaking out against war and nuclear weapons for 25 years, and I live in a very tiny, remote desert town in New Mexico, and I've been notorious in New Mexico for speaking out against not only the bombing of Iraq, but nuclear weapons at Los Alamos. And in mid-November, they announced that the local National Guard unit for northeastern New Mexico was actually going to Iraq. And the next day, Thursday morning, November 20th, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I woke up to hear all these people shouting and screaming, and they were, I didn't know what it was, and it scared me because the town is where I live is so quiet and peaceful.
And tell folks the name of the town.
It's Springer, New Mexico.
All righty.
And there were, I looked out the window, and there were about 75 soldiers in jogging suits, but they were army fatigues, and they were marching around my block. And I live in a big old house right next to a big old church in the center of town, so they were going around the block, singing and chanting, you know, those kind of military slogans like, swing your gun from left to right, we can kill those guys all night, that kind of thing. And this was shocking. It never happened before in this town. And so I made
Let me stop you. Let's make it clear. They came into the town to do this.
Yeah. The armory is about 5 or 6 miles out of town. So, and we're in the desert. So, I mean, they practice all over the place. So I thought, well, you know, they're just looking for support and waking up the town. But, you know, they were literally marching around the church and down the block and over to the post office and up around the house. But this went on for an hour. And then, so I'm sitting there drinking coffee and mulling it over, and when suddenly it got really loud, and I looked out the front house and the front door, and there they were, planted in front of the rectory and the church, shouting. What I heard was, kill, kill, kill. What I've subsequently learned was they were chanting the slogan of their local battalion, which is, one bullet, one kill. But they hadn't practiced, and they weren't in unison, so they were all over the place, and here are these young kids being egged on by their commanders going, and it sounded to me like, kill, kill, kill. And they're standing in front of our church.
Well, sir, they've got a general now saying that it was, you know, bullet, kill. That's a classic chant, kill, kill, kill. By the way, there's been big articles about a new chant the Marines do about have the school children gather around, throw the candy on the ground, kill them little bleepers, kill them all. Now they have kill children chants, but go ahead.
Gosh, that's just so shocking. And but understandable, because war is about mass murder, and you have to psych up people to kill, as you've been saying. And,
well, we're under the Prussian model of, and it's so normal we don't even notice it, shaved head screaming, kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
This is mind control.
Yeah, it's total mind control. But they came deliberately to my house. I've learned that very clearly later, including local politicians were involved in the planning of it, to harass me and intimidate me and to try to get me. And, you know, none of this would be ever happen on the East Coast or maybe even on the West Coast, but way out in a remote desert town, you know, like, who cares? Their problem was I had to say something, so I
went
outside.
Well, sir, let me stop you. It is going on coast to coast, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
I walked right outside into the middle of the street, into the middle of them. They all stopped. They looked at me, and I said really loudly, just like this, in the name of God, I order all of you to go home and stop this nonsense. I don't want any of you to go to Iraq. I don't want any of you to kill anybody or to be killed. I want you all to quit the military, disobey your orders, and start practicing the love and nonviolence of Jesus, because God does not support war. God does not want you to kill poor people in the desert in Iraq so that Bush and Cheney can get more oil. And so go home and stop all this now. God bless you. That's the way I said it. And I was speaking religiously to them because they had all come from a Christian background. I mean, it's a small town. I know everybody. Everybody knows me. You know what I mean? So, they were shocked, and they stood there, and then after about 4 or 5 seconds, they all burst out laughing at me, and the commander dismissed them. That later that day, and for the following week...
Now, that's amazing. Didn't have them march back to the base, dismissed them right there in front of your church.
Yeah. Well, they had deliberately come to the church and to my house.
Well, I mean, I've got the articles. The military admits, okay, maybe we shouldn't have done it. Yeah,
yeah,
we were just having some fun. How were local constabulary involved in this? I mean, this shows the mindset. We got to watch these people that don't agree with us.
Well, I, you know, it's small town desert life is everybody knows everybody's business. I mean, everybody knows everything. So I have heard from countless parishioners more and more stories about what happened and how people had planned it at the bar the night before, the commanders and some of the politicians, because they're so annoyed that this rabble-rouser me is, you know, in their hometown, and here they're going to... It's a chance for revenge to get...
Now, see, this is posse comitatus. You're not supposed to have the military out in engaging with the public... And believe me, sir, for 15 years, they've had them in police uniforms doing raids on gun dealers, sneaking around with helicopters, looking through our walls with ground-penetrating radar. This is the lust. General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, has said we're going to have troops in our lives, troops in the factories, troops watching us. This is the new freedom.
Yeah, I think you're totally right, because I experienced it. And what, you know, there's so many ways to talk about the outrages that are happening, but theoretically, their theories, they're going to kill in Iraq in the name of democracy, but I am not allowed to practice my democratic right of First Amendment free speech. You know, literally, I'll be harassed. It's like being in Chile under Pinochet. That's what was happening. It's just pure, outright harassment. And I think they've been embarrassed now, because I, as a priest, have been telling the whole world about it, and, you know, some of them should have all lost their jobs, besides the fact that all those young people should quit. And
you know what you should have said to them? hey guys, you're going to breathe 1,900 times the safe level of depleted uranium. Type in 1,900 times safe level DU into a search engine. You'll see the Army's own top chemist, Dr. Rook, who went there, came back and says our troops are dead and dying from it. And by the way, you're going to be three times more likely to have deformed children. How does that sound?
Really? You know, I could have said all of that, and you're absolutely right. And there's just this total despair at every level now in our country. But people like these, I have actually, in terms of Gandhi and Martin Luther King nonviolence, only sympathy and love and respect for them, because they're, these people here in this town who are being shipped off have no future. They've got no jobs, no education, nothing. And the military went after them like you wouldn't believe and said, here, we're going to give you this great education. All a lie. And now they're totally scared. They never thought they'd be going off to war.
By the way, I have articles today. We've already announced this, but now they're not letting anybody out. Those contracts you signed for 2-3 years, folks, are up to 25, and they're saying, we may never let you leave. That's a form of draft right there. They're getting ready for the new draft. Ron Paul, Congressman, was on last week. We are very close.
Yeah. Well, we live in a culture that has 30,000 nuclear weapons. That's what I keep thinking about. And we are waging war around the world. We're just totally into a total war mentality. And we have also numbed the mainstream population. So I'm glad I spoke out. My hope and prayer is that people all around the grassroots communities in the country will speak out, disrupt military actions, tell people to quit the military, denounce this war, demand our troops go home, the UN resolve everything, and dismantle all our weapons of mass destruction.
That's,
we just
gotta
have
stop
to keep
you.
Doing what we can.
I got to stop you. You know, I think you're a good person, Father John Deere, but you have to understand the big picture. And maybe somebody should mail you a copy of Police State 3 Total Enslavement, but the UN was created by the big financial interest in New York. It's the good cop. We play the part of the bad cop. The UN is going around committing atrocities all over the globe. You say, have the UN resolve it. I said before the war, we're going to go in and play the part of the bad cop. The savior is going to be the UN. The UN kept those sanctions on Iraq for 12 years.
You're right.
When over 1.5 million Iraqis died.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, no world government. We've got this answer of, well, we won't have the right-wing world government of George Bush. We'll have the leftist world government of the UN. And I'm telling you, Father, from my studying of this, it's not going to work.
Okay. I agree. I mean, I see your point, and I know that the UN does terrible things and that they supported the sanctions and that, well, it's really, they're just pawns of the empire, the American empire.
There you go.
So, I understand that. I just, you know, I just hope we can keep speaking the truth as you're doing it against the, all war.
Well, my last question, and then we'll plug your website, sir. My last question is, I would imagine, is a statement and a question, I would bet you've got more parishioners, more people in the church now since they did this. I would imagine that it's backfiring on them.
I don't know. See, I've only been in New Mexico a year and a half, came from New York City, and you know, when I arrived, I said, folks, if you're going to, I'm a priest, remember, if you're going to follow Jesus, he was a person of nonviolence and says, love your enemies. You can't be bombing your enemies if you're following Jesus. That's that. Well, a lot of people were upset, and a lot of people quit my church, and other people came to the church, and, you know, it's just very disruptive when you have someone saying, breaking up their war games. So, this has been going on now here for me for a while. I think the people who come to my churches have gotten used to my understanding of Christianity and are staying there because they're open to truth and love and peace and compassion. Those who would have left over this had already left ahead of time. And but it's very disruptive in New Mexico. There's been a lot of publicity about this. And but that's all to the good. We just have to break through the complicity.
What I'm saying is, the week after this happened, or did you have more people than you did a week before?
No, it's been about the same. This is what I'm saying. It's been about the same. I think everybody everywhere is divided.
I would imagine those that are involved in your church are now more focused, more fired up to stand up against this tyranny now, though.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because they've been hearing a lot of truth that they haven't heard before. And, you know, they're open to it.
Okay, Father John Deere out in New Mexico with the troops chanting kill, kill, kill outside your church, standing up to them. What's your website?
It's www.fatherjohndeere.org, and my name is spelled D-E-A-R, just all out, fatherjohndeere.org, and I have about 20 books on peace and justice issues, and love it if people wanted to write to me at all.
All right. I appreciate you coming on the show, and take care.
Thanks very much, Alex. All the best.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Again, folks, this is just an illustration of what's going on. The mindset of chanting kill, kill, kill. Then you try to go out to a demonstration against this war, and police and military together hire provocateurs and attack the crowds. You starting to get a picture?
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we got Paul Watson coming up in the next hour on a host of issues. Always rapid-fire info war. I know we already have some callers holding. We'll take calls early in the next hour. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, The Charmed Life of Neil Bush. This is out of the Washington Post. Old Bush is a communist Chinese cash machine, and, well, he admits all the, you know, the hookers and the high-price hookers and all the good stuff. It's good to be the king's brother and the son of the former king. But again, you've got to be like that to be a Christian conservative now. If you actually love Jesus, I guess you're a devil, according to these people. If you're not involved in massive gambling debts, and if you're not running around and worshiping Satan at Bohemian Grove publicly or at Skull and Bones, you're not a Christian. And if you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're evil. You're a liberal. If you're for guns, you're a liberal. And again, I'm not being sarcastic now. That's what they've done here. It's invasion of the socialist, big government, fascist-promoting pimps. You go, fascism isn't socialism. It's all command and control, folks. We have an amalgamation of socialism, communism, fascism, with a big fat oligarch and sitting up there. That's the reality. I got news of the government taking over the media, you name it. But let me cover this right now. We'll cover the other stuff with Watson and the callers in the next hour. This is from WorldNet Daily. Patriot Act used to snag Rush Limbaugh. And it says, it was widely reported as an outrage, a use of the USA Patriot Act by the Attorney General John Ashcroft and his Justice Department to go after a crime that had nothing to do with terrorism. FBI agents considering using Title III, the section, and this is also in the AP, folks, of the USA Patriot Act that covers money laundering in Operation G-String, an investigation of corrupt allegations against a strip club owner in Las Vegas. He may have paid off a county commissioner for his owning. The agents used Section 314 to seize the financial records of local elected officials the FBI thought might have taken money from the owner. That's one of the oldest scams in the book. Got to pay your yearly backdoor payoffs to keep your whorehouse going. That section allows the government to conduct wide-ranging searches of financial institutions in cases involving suspected terror acts or money laundering or crimes, they add that, and or apparently it is the key word in the case. And it goes on, and it says, now it's being used against Rush Limbaugh to get his medical records and to do all this. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that nice that that is happening to Rush Limbaugh? You know, I'm actually disgusted by it, and they are discussing charging Limbaugh with money laundering as a federal crime. And radio commentator Rush Limbaugh, for instance, reportedly is being investigated by Palm Beach, Florida authorities for structuring, that is, withdrawing money from his bank account just below the $10,000 threshold under which banks are required to report cash transactions to the government. There are provisions against structuring in both federal and Florida money laundering laws. And Limbaugh says he was not laundering, but they may use the subsection of the Patriot Act, Title III, to do that. And it's a long article, 10 pages long, but it gets into all that. So there you have it. We're all terrorists now. You got a sad addiction to hillbilly heroin, which is sad, folks. Understand, I don't use any drugs other than caffeine and an occasional cigar, but the point here is I don't support this phony drug war. It's a war on your freedoms. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.